Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touched air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way, was for me, just get a hold of me. Hey, friends, I'm wearing the new Mothman t-shirt. You can get yours right now at merkmerch.com. I really like printing in color now, so I think we're going to have more colorful t-shirts moving forward. You guys were requesting it, and I'm hearing you because I agree. So colorful t-shirts coming your way at merkmerch.com, but go ahead and check out the Mothman t-shirt today. All right, friends, listen, we have Patty coming on the show, and she was a master yoga instructor. She studied underneath master yoga instructors in India. She traveled to India just to study underneath them, and she talks about the things she saw over there while she was just studying to be in this professional realm of yoga where people had things coming out of their bodies, and it was just a wild experience she had over there. And then she started having experiences here stateside, and it's a lifelong journey for her dealing with these things, the supernatural realm. Her parents brought her into these practices at a young age, and then she pursued it, and she had her own yoga practice for almost 20 years. She lays out the entire process of the paranormal attacks that she had in her life and how she overcame it. So let's get to Patty and her life journey right now. Yeah. All right. Today we have Patty on the show. Patty, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining me on the show. And we got a chance to talk a little bit, and I'm excited about talking about your journey because you and your family, this isn't just you, but it was like a whole family thing, were very strong in the New Age occult and tarot card reading, and it led into a lot of paranormal experiences, including abductions. And I want to hear your story out and hear how not just you, but your entire family has kind of progressed through this life of paranormal experiences. So if you could, you know, start us off in the beginning when you were a child, when things started happening for you. And I'm assuming your family probably has similar stories along the way as well.
Yeah. So I grew up in a small place in Northern Canada, like very, very small. And we moved a little bit. We moved when I was about 12 to a little bit of a larger place. And during that time, around 12-ish, my family started to, I guess, just be interested in the New Age or the occult, specifically like astrology, tarot cards. I believed in aliens, numerology, anything that was like paranormal. But the interesting thing is my dad had always read the Bible, like even when I was young. But like I said earlier, before you start recording, like I think like his eyes were blinded by some of the scripture in the Bible that said like not to do these things. Anyway, big thing that we were interested in was like psychics. I was going to psychics all the time, like at a young age, and they would just tell me things that I knew no one else could know. So I became like kind of focused on that and astrology. So later on in grade 10, this is my first big thing. So again, I'm doing these things like on and off all the time. I was very interested in it, getting books like New Age books, the occult books, and even like spell books. Like I didn't really know the severity of like the seriousness of what I was getting into. So in grade 10, I started, even before that, I started to get sleep paralysis. And I'm actually from the East Coast in Canada. And there's like an Irish kind of myth called the old hag. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but it's like sleep paralysis kind of, and something's like on your chest. So that's what we would call it, like my family from back in the East Coast. But so the sleep paralysis, and I had it on and off, but this time was like really, really terrifying. It was very different. So I was laying on my back, and that's when, for me, most times sleep paralysis would be I'm on my back. And I used to sleep with my radio on, so I could hear the music. So I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden I kind of came out of sleep, but like in between sleep, I guess. And my eyes were opened. The radio had static in it. And all of a sudden, my body became so paralyzed. I wasn't floating off the bed, but I was like, all my limbs were really tight and I couldn't move. I couldn't move. My eyes are wide open. I'm fully awake now. I can't scream. I can't talk. There was a bright light, like blinding, like brighter than the sun. And I knew, I was like, this is a UFO abduction. And I thought they were coming to get me. I was going away. it was terror. I had terror in my body. And I was like trying my hardest to get out of this sleep paralysis. But then all of a sudden, it just like stopped. And I came back in my bed and I'm back to normal. And there's no lights on, but the static in the radio was still going. And so my mom was home. She was sleeping. And I got up enough courage. It took me a few minutes, though. Like I was that terrified to get up and go into my mom's room. And I got to the door. All I did was just stand there and like in the doorway, like very creepy. And my mom, it woke her up and she saw me in the doorway and she's like, what are you doing? So I got into bed with her and I said, Mom, they're coming to get me. The aliens were in my room. Like, please don't think I'm crazy. Cause like when you say something like this, even though we believed in this stuff, I think that's very typical. Other people I talk to about the paranormal, when something really does happen to us, me, I mean, speaking for myself, it's almost hard to believe, even though I believed in all those things. So anyway, after that, I had a really hard time going to bed. I was always terrified to go to sleep because I didn't want it to happen again. But later on, my mom sat me down at the table and they pulled out a newspaper clipping. And it was, there were sightings over that city that night of like UFOs or whatever lights. So it was almost like confirmation to me that I wasn't crazy. And then that was real, because it was realer than real. Like it was really, really real. The next day I went to school and I told one person at school, like I didn't want to tell anyone because I thought, I would be crazy, labeled as crazy. Now I know this with all my heart because I read the Bible, but I know that they were demons. That was a demon. Like that was the first time I experienced a physical demon in my room. The next time though, like little things happened there, here and there, but it was always sleep paralysis. Yeah.
So before you go on into the next one through the sleep paralysis, what you just said, that what you experienced. So what you experienced was very physical, as in like what you were looking at, what you saw was not, translucent, misty. It was something that was very physical to you.
Very real. Like you and me talking, like in this room.
And what does it look like?
So I didn't see like an alien. I didn't see the thing. Like I didn't see the demon. It was just the light. It was so blinding. Like a really white cloud. Like, mm-hmm. But imagine that as a light, like in your eye. So it's not yellow light like the sun. It's like this colored white. Like it was blinding, like medical light. I don't know how to describe it, but very stark.
Okay. And so during that experience, you were just completely paralyzed and being showered in this bright white light.
Yeah. And terror, like full on terror. And trying to like scream, like it was like, and my tongue was tied. And like, it says that in the Bible too, like your tongue, they've tied your tongue. I just couldn't speak. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do anything. But now looking back where I am now, I know what that was. And it's hard for me to like prove it, but I do believe it was a demon. I do believe that, aliens, UFOs are demons that are like shapeshifting, I guess shapeshifting in a way. They can shapeshift into other things and kind of deceive us. And yeah.
Yeah.
So I've always had a terror of aliens even before that though.
Okay. So let's move into the next experience. But before we do that, what you're saying is that you and your family were involved in these practices. You believed in aliens, but at the same time, the idea terrified you.
Yeah, because I feel like I believed in the paranormal. I believed in ghosts. I believe in spirits, but when it actually physically happened to me, I didn't want to tell anyone because I thought it would be crazy to say it out loud, even though I believe that with all my heart. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but later on, my family got deeper into it, like really kind of crazy in terms of shamanism and energy work. It went deeper and deeper.
Okay.
And working on people, Like, but at this moment, we were just like in our house believing in this, like reading books and, you know, that kind of thing, and going to psychics and that kind of thing.
Okay. So walk us into what kind of progressed from there then?
Yeah, like I said, like little things would happen here and there, like especially the sleep paralysis. It never left me. Like, so I am very passionate about spiritual warfare, especially in the night and in dreams. I think we're very vulnerable. Just from my experiences, a lot of my attacks were in the night and the dreams. So this next one, I was in grade 12, I think it was in grade 12. And I was sleeping in my mom's room. They had gone to another place, so they weren't home. It was me alone. And it was summer out, so I had the window open a little bit. So I'm in bed, and the clock's at 11:22 at night. And all of a sudden, again, I became completely paralyzed. This time, though, I was floating above the bed, like a good bit. Like I would say at least 2 to 3 feet. And like my eyes were fully open. I couldn't talk. My arms, everything was paralyzed, couldn't move. I was trying my hardest to wake up or to be alive, I guess, to move. But here's the weird thing. It was like, I could hear voices in the room. Like there was a lot of, I would say back then I would have called them spirits, around the bed. And they were like, some of them were shorter, some of them were taller, and I couldn't necessarily see them like with my eyes because I was up high. But I could hear them. I knew they were short and tall because of what they were saying. Like, you know what, if, because they were closer to the floor or they were higher up, I could hear their voices. And it was like muffled. It was like whispering about me. But then they're like, shh, she's listening, she's listening. And then they would talk, and some of it I couldn't even understand. So, but it was like a weird darkness. Remember like in the show Stranger Things?
Do I?
When they go to like, it's like that. That time it was like that. So it was like the upside down world, like the, so that's real. So even like, I can't even watch Stranger Things anymore. Like I did the first season. After that, I was like, no, I can't watch anymore. Cause I know that's real. Cause I was in that other world. So I thought they were going to take me out the window. Like I really thought I was going to go, but I landed back in my bed again. And the clock said 11:22. So it was like, there was no time that passed. So sometimes I think about it because my first huge experience was like more of like a bright light. And I would say it was like aliens. And then my second big experience was like almost in the underworld or something. I don't know, but it was, I don't have the words for it, but I know they were demons.
So with this idea of what you just shared, when you're floating above your bed, are you floating physically above your bed, or are you like in the astral realm floating?
So like both. That's what I felt like. But maybe, so I thought both, but maybe someone looking from the outside in, you know, like someone was standing at my door, maybe my body would be on the ground, on the bed. So my spirit definitely was lifting out. But it felt like my body. But it probably was just my spirit. In a way, I think that's scarier. Like, I think it was almost like they were going to take my spirit, like spirit, you know, like.
Yeah. No, whether it's physically or spiritually, it's terrifying. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't know if it really, I don't know. I have a hard time gauging what the audience thinks of some of these things and stuff. But for me, you mentioned, I forget how you said it, but I think whether you're floating physically or in the astral, that stuff is very real and very impactful for somebody to have to go through. We had a guy not too long ago sitting here in studio who had a similar experience where, you know, he wakes up and he's basically looking at his ceiling and he looks to his, like, I think it's his right or his left, and he looks out a window and he's like looking down out of his window because he's floating, and he sees a gray alien standing outside looking at him. And so it's a similar question. Was he actually physically floating, or was he astral? And, you know, like, he doesn't, it felt real physically, but, you know, maybe it wasn't. Either way, it's a terrifying thing to go through.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, before I became a Christian, I always believed in the spiritual realm. I knew there was the unseen realm. I knew that. But when I became a Christian, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, this is really real. You know, we're not fighting the flesh and blood. We are fighting the principalities of the unseen realm.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.